The merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has for the ummah, he has given us, granted us such an amal, a deed, subhanallah, glory be to Allah, very simple deed, very easy, if a human being wants to make it easy, if he intends. Because we convert easy, simple, into difficult. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for every ummati, whatever he has given, it is easy, it is not difficult. Difficult is made by our desires, our nafs. In reality, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the merciful Prophet. And he did not give the ummah any burden or difficulty. Rather, glory be to Allah, every deed of his, every advice of his, every path of his, every door he opened for us was such that the follower, through deeds, through that door, through that route, through that path, he can arrive into paradise. In the same way, this deed is a unique and wonderful deed, and its reward is unique, very unique reward Allah has given for this deed. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated about this deed, this amal, it's so simple, so easy, not difficult, and the reward is such that due to that deed, that action, due to this deed, the fire of hell becomes haram, forbidden for that person who carries out this deed. The fire of Jahannam, the fire of hell, upon that person who implements this deed becomes haram, becomes unlawful, forbidden for that person, the fire of hell. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, that person, that servant, who due to the fear of Allah cries, and his tear, it rolls down his cheek, is on his face, and that tear, even if it's so small that its size is even equivalent to the head of a fly, an ant, then that's it. The fire of Jahannam becomes forbidden for the person. This hadith is narrated in Ibn Majah. Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. The merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has upon us, for us, given us such a simple method, such a simple method he has granted us, given to us, that the fire of hell becomes forbidden for that person. What is the deed? What is the deed? The action, just to cry. And crying is in our, you can say, control. Our tears, these are our eyes, our tears. We ourselves are the owners of our eyes, our tears. So why do we not feel like crying? What's difficult about crying? And even if it's a minute tear, equivalent to the size of the head of a fly, that's it. A person should just cry. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the fire of Jahannam becomes haram for that person, unlawful, forbidden. But the condition in this action is one, isn't it? That don't cry due to a stomachache, don't cry due to hunger, don't cry due to something in the world, dunya, don't cry due to not acquiring something. There are thousands of reasons why a person cries. Thousands of things that lead a person to cry. But Allah Ta'ala has minused all of them, shunned them. Allah says crying, only crying due to the fear of Allah. Subhanallah. That's it. Due to the fear of Allah. That crying is what Allah is mentioning him. We will cry out of pain or hunger. Rather, a child, he asks for food and he says, I'm hungry. If a person begs, many people beg and cry. If there's a little bit of a difficulty, everybody cries. If there's a calamity, people shriek out and cry. If there's sadness, a lot of crying occurs. All night long we'll cry out of sadness. What's the benefit of that crying? If only in life once a human being does this amal, this deed, that out of the fear of Allah, the tear comes out of the eye. Due to Allah's fear, the tear comes out of the eye. There's a method for this. There's a way to achieve this. That a person can then start to cry for the due to the fear of Allah. And where does khawf exist? Where does it arise? Khawf arises in the heart. Fear arises in the heart. Fear is such a plant, such a seed, you could say, that on the earth, it grows on the earth of the heart. So the heart is the earth and khawf is the plant. And this plant is embedded into the earth of the heart. Yes, so it grows in the heart, khawf. It comes out from the heart. Remember this. So if the earth is fertile and good and nourished, then the plant very quickly grows to a tree. You see the farmer, he toils and struggles on the earth, he waters it, makes it soft. When the earth becomes soft and tender, then whatever seed you plant in it, suddenly the plant grows, it springs out. Yeah, and that's the hal, the condition of the heart. The farmer, just like the farmer who toils on the earth, waters it, and puts the fertilizer on it, and then the seed is planted, and the whole tree comes out. Whatever he wants, if you want mango tree, mango, whatever seed he puts in, whatever fruit he acquires, plant, he puts the seed in, and it grows. So we, same way, if we make the earth of our heart tender, and make it fertile, and water it, subhanAllah, and then we put the seed of Allah's fear, then such a tree will shoot out of the heart, that the eyes will be moist. Forget about hellfire. Hellfire will go very far away. Tell me, you don't have to do wudu for this ibadah. You don't need to do sujda, prostration. There's no precondition. The wake up, there's just one condition to bring about this fear, that the heart needs to be softened. The heart needs to be softened, made tender. When the heart is tender and soft like that fertile earth, alhamdulillah, then, no restriction. Suddenly the plant, the tree of Allah's fear will grow. Allahu Akbar. So this is the Qur'an. Allah mentions in the Qur'an, Allah is greatest, Allahu Akbar. The people of Iman who have faith, their hearts, tatma'inna qulub, their hearts are made tender, soft. What does tatma'inna means? Become soft and tender. Yes, to be fertile, to be good. And how does this happen? With the dhikr of Allah. Allah bi dhikri lay tatma'inna qulub. Don't think your heart will be good if you will have plants and nice flowers coming out of it. How will this be achieved? It can never occur without dhikr of Allah. Allah says, Alladheena amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillah. That Allah says, in those hearts find their rest in the remembrance of Allah. So dhikr of Allah is such a fertilizer for the hearts. Dhikr Allah. Those who believe and whose hearts find their rest in the remembrance of Allah. Subhanallah. Soon as the heart is soft, content, the first plant that is seeded in that heart is khawf, the fear of Allah. The fear of Allah. That when a person makes his heart soft and tender with the dhikr of Allah, he'll have khawf. In small things, he'll have fear. He will have recognition of his sins. He will accept his mistakes, his downfall. Any mistake if he makes upon the order of Allah, immediately he'll cry that Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. If there's delay in the salah, he'll be afraid. If he makes a mistake with someone, he'll cry. But this heart, at that time the heart functions like this, when the heart becomes soft and tender, when the heart has the contentment, tranquility, peace in the heart. And Allah says, it's via dhikr. Without dhikr, it cannot be achieved. Allah says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. For verily in the remembrance of Allah's remembrance of Allah do men's hearts find their rest. So that is what Allah wants. The tear that it emanates due to the fear of Allah, and then the fire of Jahannam becomes haram for that person. So what should we do to attain this, to achieve this? We should make our hearts good. We should improve our hearts. Our hearts are so hard that we cry out to the fear of Allah, but for the dunya we'll cry, for the worldly things we'll cry. We have hard hearts, rock solid hearts. Just like there are different types of earth, there are many plants that come out, thousands. You have wild plants, wild herbs, wild things, and you have wild animals wandering around the earth. And it's not that plants don't grow there, but they're waste, useless plants. But then there's the earth that you make it pure and clean, mashallah, you water it, make it fertile, you keep it clean away from the issues, and then you won't get wasteful plants that grow on it, but it'll be useful plants grow on that earth. The same way as the heart. That heart that we don't soften, we don't clean it, purify it, don't look after it, don't give it the nourishment, then there's thousands of different fears in the heart. Thousands of plants of fear in the heart. Fear of this, fear of that, fear of no food, fear of no clothes, fear of paying the bills, and fear of illness. Just like today, this illness that spread around all of us. Look at the khawf. Look at the big trees of fear that are implanted. Oh, I'm finished. Oh, I'm going to die. Oh, I'm going to lose everything. This is the fear. It's like wild animal heart we have. So we have wild plants that have grown in our hearts without putting the water, fertilizer, nourishment. The tree has come. It's uprooted, doesn't it? Asleep, it's given us distress, so much distress. No yaqeen in Allah, the belief in Allah is gone, the faith in Allah is gone. Maut, death, what's going to happen now? What do we do? And what shall we do now? This is the sign of the wild plants in the heart. But those hearts who have made themselves fertile with the dhikr of Allah, kathira dhikr, abundance of dhikr in that heart, he doesn't have the fear, the wild plant fear. He has just the fear of Allah. He fears Allah, his creator. And he's not afraid of any condition, situation, scenario. Nothing affects him. What's the point of being scared of anything else? What's the point? A person who has the link and connection with Allah, he assigns all his affairs to Allah. So beautiful this verse is, that Allah Ta'ala has given to Allah's karam and mercy, that he has, if he gives us this amal, great amal, my friends, great deed. So learn, this is a great hadith of crying, and we should cry. And you have to learn to cry via the dhikr of Allah. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. Dhikr is a great deed indeed. Have fikr and do kathira dhikr, so that we can start to cry, develop to cry. As soon as you raise your hands in front of Allah, then the tears will flow from the eyes. Yes? That we ask for lots of things. Allah, give me this. Allah, give me that. We're crying. Allah, this. And this is not that tear of fear. This is not the tear of fear. The tear of due to fear is that person, he raises his hands, he remembers his sins. Allah, I'm your disobedient servant. I'm disobedient. I commit so many sins. Ya Allah, I'm a criminal. Ya Allah, I commit these mistakes, errors. Ya Allah, how can I stand in front of you tomorrow? How will I come? Like this, I will come to you and stand in front of you. And I will arrive to you with these deeds and this condition and this state of affairs. How can I be your servant? How can I answer you on that day? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How will I be presented in front of him? How will I stand in front with these deeds? I will go in front of him. That's it. Then the tears come out from the eyes. They start to flow. Imagine that time of fear, that time of tahajjud, or early morning, dusk, dawn. A person's hands are raised, and due to the fear of Allah, he's crying, and he thinks about his mistakes and his sins and his errors. This is the greatest dua. Crying like this, anyone who cries like this, even if he doesn't do any specific dua, Allah will bestow him everything he wants, needs. The person who cries like this, whose tears flow, even if he doesn't ask for anything specific, because Allah Ta'ala says, I know more than you what you need. I know everything about your desires and your needs and your requirements. Allah knows best, even if we don't specifically ask. So Allah Ta'ala says that when a person has khawf, he doesn't feel like asking specifically for Allah. He has so much fear of Allah, he's standing in front of his Lord, he won't even dare to ask for anything. The difference. And when does this come about? When the heart is made. May Allah Ta'ala make our heart like this. That's it. So for that, Allah has given the formula, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَتْمَعِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The hearts are made by the dhikr of Allah. This name of Allah's remembrance is called the heart with contentment. Tranquility, sakina, peace develops in the heart. It descends into the heart. Yes, the plants of tranquility, peace, and calmness, they develop in the heart. This is the Quran, a beautiful verse. So we should do dhikr, we should remember Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability, capability to remember Him, to do His dhikr. Allah has told us to make habit to remember Him two times specifically, morning and evening. Morning time is the time of great negligence, laziness. Allah has put immense barakah, blessings in His dhikr at that time. Remember this, the amount of ibadah, the difficult time for ibadah, the more difficult it is to worship for the nafs. It's not hard to worship Allah, it's the nafs that prevents us. Our desires, base desires, raise barriers. When you get up in the morning, it's hard for the nafs. It's so difficult that we listen to the nafs so much and we reject Allah in listening to the nafs. Imagine this. That is called here that we make our nafs our rabalud. Rather, our Lord has given us all at that time. As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. That all goodness is at the morning time. Khayr beyond khayr. Get up. Stand up. The amount of barakah Allah Ta'ala has instilled in the morning time is not in any other time in the whole day. That's the rahmah, Allah's mercy, Allah's fadl, His blessings, His grace. So that's why Allah Ta'ala has chosen that time as a specific special time for His ibadah, dhikr of Allah in the morning. Subhanallah. Everyone say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. MashaAllah. We do this from a long time. You must be hearing this with enjoyment. Say Subhanallah when you hear me say that, isn't it? Yes. Those MashaAllah who 40, 50 years they've been doing this, they don't know that at the other time, is there any other action that can be done? All they know is the morning was created to remember Allah. Allahu Akbar. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. There are people sat down, mashallah, youngsters, and were listening to what I'm saying. And there are youngsters as well, and people a bit elder. Those people who through their youth, from their young life, they've become old throughout their life. And this morning they became old during the dhikr of Allah. And how much khawf must be in their hearts, mashallah. Allahu Akbar. So, wah, mashallah. Hazrat Ali Murtaza, my Shaykh, you have given us such great effect on our tongues, on our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give you that status in the hereafter. The whole world should envy you, your maqam, Hazrat Ali Murtaza. What a great achievement. You have allowed your work to take full effect around the world. The color of your work has spread around the world. The color of your work has spread around the world, mashallah. In this country, who knows about anything? But I'm just saying one point to you. Hazrat Sahib said this. Who knows about this country? Who knows what's happening at this moment in time? Does anyone know that time present? Does anyone know? What do they know? Who knew about Allah from and around us? But those people, when they realized who Allah was, whose youth has passed through this, their young life has passed through this, and their elder life has passed through this, mashallah, the time has passed, mashallah, in doing this work, this deed. So much barakah, blessings in this morning time. Allah Ta'ala hasn't accepted the ibadah worship. Rather what? So blessed is this time in the morning. There's just one deed should be implemented, and that's the greatest deed. And what is that deed? Just bow your heads and your eyes and remember me, Allah says. Remember me, Allahu Akbar. What beautiful men and women in the morning time. Soon as Fajr Salah, when they're free from the Fard, soon as they're free from the Fard of Fajr, then they become busy and occupied in the dhikr of Allah. Look at the barakah, blessings of dhikr for those people. Think you for yourself. All doors are closed at that time. Masjids are closed. All salahs closed. Jummah closed. But Allah's dhikr is carrying on, continuing. Allahu Akbar. Yes, Allah Ta'ala says that you shut the masjids, I'll shut the roads, then I'll make you start from home. Yes, before 100 used to sit, then 500 would sit. Before 500 sat, I'll see 1,000 down. Somebody told me that. There were 6,000 people listening to the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. When everything's closed and finished, then dhikr has increased. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is Allah's great, great ni'mah. O people of Iman, O faithful men, O faithful women, the glory of your Iman is this, that you don't get affected by anything. Your heart doesn't attain peace via any other action. Your heart doesn't get contentment via any other action. For you, for your heart, the food that I have created, Allah says, Allah says, just like the fish, if you take the fish out of the water, it doesn't stay alive. Yes, subhanallah. The fish, they don't stay alive. As soon as you put the fish back in water, it's alive again, breathing, flowing, swimming. As soon as you take the fish out of the water, it starts to wriggle and shake. Put me back in the water. The people of Iman are like this, subhanallah. This is the glory of Iman. The true mu'min is who? That in their hearts, peace ends without the dhikr of Allah. Tranquility ends. It's like a barren land, a wasteful land. One day, if they don't attend the dhikr gathering, they're upset. Why hasn't dhikr occurred? Why hasn't dhikr occurred? Such women folk, such men folk, mashallah, they start crying. Why was there no majlis? Why is there no dhikr? Allah Ta'ala, may He give us the tawfiq ability, and may Allah, we should love the dhikr of Allah. So brothers, a beautiful hadith, alhamdulillah, that we read today, with the fadl of Allah, Allah's blessings, His mercy, and the mercy of the Prophet said that that person who cries out to the fear of Allah, and his tears flow on his face, on his cheek, and that tear, even if it's as small as the equivalent to the size of the head of a fly, of an ant, then remember that person, for that person the fire of Jahannam becomes forbidden. Haram, Rawah Ibn Majah. Narrated by Ibn Majah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability and capability. Ameen.
تیرے حبیب نے سجدے میں جا کے یہی دعا مانگی تھی میرے مولا یا اللہ اس کلام کی برکت سے ہماری مشکلیں بھی آسان فرما دے یا اللہ اس کلام کی برکت سے میرے مولا ہماری مشکلیں بھی آسان فرما دے یا اللہ یہ اسم حسن ہے واسطہ تجھے نبی رحمہ کا میرے مولا تو ہم پہ کرم فرما دے یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا اللہ شعبان کی عظیم رات ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ بہت بڑی رات ہے میرے مولا یہ پیر کی شب پیر ہے میرے مولا یہ بہت اصل رات ہے اسی رات میں نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دنیا کے اندر تشریف لائے تھے میرے مولا یا اللہ تو اپنے کرم فرمائے اس رات کے صدقے سے اس رات کے ذکر کی برکت کے صدقے سے میرے مولا تو ہماری مشکل آسان فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہماری مشکل آسان فرما دے یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث صلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقی نور عرشی زینت فرشی و آلی اصحابی ازواجی ذریاتی اہل بیتی اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.